Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex, and today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely. We're talking about the top pitfalls you want to avoid when deciding mid-journey and flux in 2025. I'm super curious about this, especially with the changes happening this year. Right? So let's kick things off by discussing the real difference between mid-journey and flux. You know, a lot of creators are still using these tools like it's 2024, and that can lead to some serious headaches. Oh yeah, I can totally see that. What do you mean by headaches? Well, for instance, mid-journey maxes out at around 2 megapixels, which can be limiting for high-res work. In contrast, flux can handle resolutions up to 4 megapixels, meaning sharper details and no loss of quality during upscaling. It's a big deal for anyone doing professional work. Wow, that's a significant difference. So if I'm working on a project that needs those crisp images, flux is definitely the way to go. Exactly. Plus, flux is really good with advanced prompts. You can give it detailed instructions about composition, lighting, and style, and it understands those complex requests. That's pretty impressive. So how does Midjourney compare when it comes to that? Well, Midjourney is more of a black box. You're locked into a subscription and don't have control over the model. With Flux, you can run it on your own hardware, like an RTX 4090, and it's even free for non-commercial use. Free? That's a game changer. But I guess there are some catch points, right? Absolutely. A common mistake people make is trying to use Flux like they would with Midjourney, just typing in vague prompts and hoping for the best. Flux is more like a project car. You need to give it precise details to get the best results. So what happens if I don't do that? You might find yourself stuck in what's called the remix loop of death. Picture this. You generate a character image perfectly, but then need it to look the same in a different shot, and suddenly it looks completely different. That's a common frustration. Oh, man, that sounds awful. How does Flux handle things like character consistency? Great question. Flux actually maintains character identity in about 90% of multi-shot sequences. That's a huge improvement compared to Midjourney, which only does this about 35% of the time. Wow, that's quite a leap. But what if I need to render text? Is that still a weak point for these tools? Yes, and this is where Flux really shines. Midjourney still struggles with text rendering, often producing garbled results. Flux can generate accurate typography and complex designs, which is a game changer for graphic design and marketing work. So, if I'm working on something that requires text, I should definitely lean towards Flux, right? Exactly. And don't forget, Flux can blend multiple reference images seamlessly, while Midjourney has limited and inconsistent multi-reference support. That's incredibly helpful to know. I can see how that would save so much time in a project. For sure. But here's a tip. If neither tool gets the spelling right, you can always generate the image without text first, and then overlay clean text later using something like Banana Thumbnails Editor. It's quicker than re-rolling prompts multiple times. That's such a smart workaround. Speaking of workarounds, are there any common pitfalls people should watch out for when setting these tools up?
Oh, definitely.
A lot of users struggle with setup failures, especially with Flux. You need a high-end rig with at least 12 gigs of VRAM, or else you're setting yourself up for frustration. Sounds like cloud-based options might be the safer route for beginners. Alex, exactly. Using cloud providers can save a lot of hassle. And with the cost of cloud inference dropping, you might not even need to upgrade your PC to use these advanced models.
That's a relief.
So, if I'm looking at these tools for commercial work, which one should I really invest in? If speed and consistency are what you're after, Flux is less expensive per image and produces high-quality outputs faster than Midjourney. The wait times can be brutal on Midjourney, especially during peak hours. So, if I'm using it for production, that could lead to a lot of lost time. Absolutely. And with 85% of marketers saying they save time with AI tools, those wait times can eat into that productivity. Got it. So to summarize, if I'm looking for high-res, consistent images with readable text, I should go for Flux.
But if I'm just brainstorming ideas, Midjourney could still have its place.
Exactly. It's all about using the right tool for the job. Don't get stuck in one way of working. Use Midjourney for those creative sparks and then transfer to Flux for the final product.
That's fantastic advice. Thanks for breaking that down, Alex. I feel like I have a much clearer view, of how to navigate these tools now. Oh, happy to help. Just remember, understanding the differences will save you time and improve your work significantly.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.